This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. This is something out of a horror movie. Did you guys hear about this 27-year-old Russian woman who died because doctors mistakenly filled her IV bag that was supposed to have normal saline solution with formaldehyde? She was embalmed while alive. Ekaterina Fedyeva was undergoing routine surgery at a hospital in Ulyanovsk in the Volga Federal District of Russia when the hospital provided her a formalin drip, which contains formaldehyde that we use for corpses to prevent decomposing. Doctors had allegedly intended that she had a saline solution drip. According to, I guess, witness, I believe, Galina Barishkova, this is pure murder. It was simply eroding her body from the inside. Apparently, the patient, Fedyaeva, suffered tremendously before falling into a coma as a result of the hospital's mistake. Her legs were moving. She was convulsing. Her whole body was shaking. This is what Barishnikova told The Sun. She said, I put socks on her, then a robe, then a blanket, but she was shivering to such an extent, I can't even describe it. Beautiful girl. The victim's mother added that the doctors initially kept her in the dark as to the cause of her daughter's downturn, even though she begged them to help, but later found out the truth after stumbling upon a group of doctors discussing how to break the news. A doctor then admitted that the hospital had made a mistake, you think? According to Barishnikova, did not specify the cause of her condition. For 14 hours after surgery, she was living with this formalin, and they did nothing. She's a beautiful girl. I'm looking at pictures of her. Barishnikova and her husband, Igor, only learned of the IV mix-up after Fedyeva was transferred to a regional clinic. She was later transferred to a hospital in Moscow, where she ultimately died. Now a criminal investigation into the cause of her death is underway. And we don't know what her original surgery was for at the facility. She was buried earlier this week. I can't explain why something like this would happen. How does a bag from the basement, so to speak, right? If that's where we do autopsies and embalming, although we really don't embalm. I mean, in American hospitals, I don't think we do a lot of embalming. But maybe in Russia, they do it at the site. I don't know. How does a bag like that get swapped? And those bags are supposed to be very well labeled. Very highly labeled. Something like this sounds very spy-ish to me. Very sinister. You know, like somebody swapping the bags. I know a lot of us, because this is all on the American news outlets, and so a lot of us are freaked out going, I don't want this happening to me. I'm unconscious or I'm having surgery and then I get infused. I mean, normal saline bags, they have a feel to them. They have a look to them. I mean, true, formaldehyde could, I guess, look the same. I would expect a different viscosity, but I guess they can look the same. But, I mean, somebody would have to deliberately, you know, be injecting formaldehyde into the saline bag. And you could see if these bags have been tainted. Because every time we bought or used a new saline bag, they were in the packaging. And so you would have to open up the packaging. I mean, could somebody take a syringe and very smartly go into the site where you could? Yeah, I guess they could. But unlikely. I've never heard of this in America. Again, maybe in movies we've seen this. But so I don't want anybody panicking, but that is some frightening stuff. You know, we get really nervous about other people, our lives being in other people's hands. We get very, very nervous about that. And we want to trust other people, especially the medical community. And I mean, I'm here to say I've never really met a bad nurse in the hospital or a bad doctor or a bad, I've never seen them within the hospital setting. You hear about them, you read about them. We had a couple crappy nurses that went through our clinic, stole the flu shot, stole the Valium. So they're out there. And then there's been some doctors that get arrested for stupid stuff. So there are idiots out there. But to be able to do hospital medicine or surgery, to be able to be, working there actively and keeping your credentials, there's such a rigorous process and hospital administrators are really up our butts. The business people are always up our butts. That I don't want anybody to think that something like this would probably happen on our soil. I think we are so now scrutinized and everything is checked and balanced and there's so much red tape and bureaucracy. You know, like now the nurses have to scan everything. Everything has to be scanned. Anything you give a patient has to be scanned, so then it automatically gets billed. I mean, it's all a money issue. You know, people would give medication. They're like, well, did you give the medication? We need to charge for it. So now you can't even give the medication without it scanning, then unlocking, and then using, and then injecting. So there's so many different now checklists that have to happen. You know, checkpoints, I should say, such that it's really difficult to give something that you're not supposed to. But, medical errors. They talk about how medical errors is one of the number one causes of death. It is not the number one cause of death. Heart attacks are still the number one cause of death in America. But, you know, people are really concerned that you could have an idiot, you know, taking care of you or operating on you or managing your care. One of my buddies was just diagnosed with shingles, and the medical provider gave him like a third of the medication he needed. And he's worried about post-herpetic neuralgia, and we're going to be talking about, apparently there's a new shingles vaccine we got to talk about. Why did this person give me the wrong dose? And luckily that person has some medical experience, so they knew they were given the wrong dose. But the average person may not. And you got a second opinion. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this was shocking. Did you guys hear about this? Where a bus with students returning from Europe for spring break hit an overpass. Dozens of students injured, two people suffering serious injuries. One, this charter bus full of high school students crashed into an overpass on Long Island. Currently, they're hospitalized in stable condition, according to South Nassau Community Hospital, and they are expected to be discharged in the next 24 to 48 hours. The top of the bus was sheared off by the impact of the crash. Dozens of students were traveling eastbound on the Southern State Parkway in Lakeview. This happened Sunday evening. They were supposed to be driving to the nearby mall where the parents were going to pick them up. Now, commercial vehicles such as buses are not allowed on the New York State Parkways. Why? Because the bridges are so low in certain areas. So some of the passengers have broken bones, cut scrapes, according to New York State Police Major David Candelaria. Besides the two victims who are in stable condition, five people suffered moderate injuries, while the remainder, luckily, were only minor. this entire incident could have been way worse. When you look at the bus, I mean, it could have decapitated. It was, we are talking the roof just completely crushed. So the hospital's emergency room doctors expressed surprise that everyone survived the crash. They said fate had a lot to do with it. People, if they were standing on the bus at any particular time, someone could have been airborne projectile. 44 people were on the bus. The driver, 5 adult chaperones, and 38 students. They say everybody was able to walk out. Some of them were climbing out of the windows except one. That's according to Lakeview Fire Department Chief Patrick McNeil, according to WABC. There was glass everywhere, and the roof of the bus was down to the top of the seat covers. So these teenagers were all between 16 and 18. They were coming back from Kennedy Airport, JFK, after a trip to Europe, and they were heading to meet their parents at a nearby mall when the accident happened. We don't know exactly which schools they were affiliated with, but this was treated as a mass casualty incident, and I think everybody, including first responders, did amazing. Police told WABC that the driver, who was identified as Troy Gaston of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, was unaware of the parkway system and the lower overpasses. They said, I don't think he had any awareness because if you look at the damage, it was a high-impact strike. This bridge is one of the lowest, if not the lowest, on the entire system. So the New York State Police Department is going to do drug testing and alcohol testing on him. This was not a school-sanctioned field trip. Many of the high school students, I guess, in the area attend Huntington High School. I tried looking that up. I tried looking up highways for commercial traffic. And according to New York State Department of Transportation, so you would think every bus driver, in order to be a commercial bus driver, would have to know this data. They say in New York State, commercial traffic is not allowed on parkways. Commercial traffic includes all vehicles with commercial license plate and buses. Several bridges over New York City's parkways have low clearance, and tall vehicles cannot go across. Low clearance signs posted on these bridge approach indicate the same vehicle height. Commercial traffic can use all interstate highways and other designated expressways. And there's even a map indicating New York State commercial and non-commercial traffic routes in New York City. Now, I live in the West. And so when I look at this, I'm like, well, if some people are going to be idiots, maybe redo the bridges. I mean, unless you're going under a tunnel. Maybe that's why they never had to do the bridges, because sometimes you go under a tunnel. I don't know. But even I think that like the Midtown Tunnel could take a bus. So I guess this person wasn't paying attention, was a very new driver. I don't know how he passed his test. But that is some scary stuff. But for those of you guys new to the commercial, you know, driver's license department, you need to know which roads you can drive, especially when you're back east and they have old-time bridges. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was like a barbecue TV show on the other day. Did you guys see that? What is that where they have the barbecue wars, the dueling barbecue? Gosh, the meat looks good. Well, we're being told that a bunch of barbecue beef has been recalled due to possible rubber contamination. Federal authorities say an Ohio-based food company is recalling more than 14,000 pounds of pulled barbecue beef products. Why? Because it may be contaminated with rubber. U.S. Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service reports that JTM Provisions Company of Harrison had received 2 consumer complaints of extraneous material contamination. There have been no confirmed reports so far of adverse reactions. Something might have gotten into some process or whatever. Apparently, this beef comes in a sealed plastic tray with a paper sleeve, and the products are labeled barbecue sauce with pulled beef. It looks good. It does. Apparently, they were produced last September, but some are concerned that they're still frozen in people's refrigerators or freezers, and they were shipped to retailers in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. So throw them away or turn them back in because they got rubber in them. That's ridiculous. I don't understand. I really don't. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Last year was probably one of the worst years for airlines. Boy, did they have issues. Remember with United Airlines, they pulled Dr. Doe off the plane, and he was flailing around and fighting because he didn't want to, you know, get ejected out of a seat because the airline overbooked. And I mean, I don't blame him for being mad. I don't know if I would have been so dramatic because I think he got hurt more than he had to. But, I mean, he was right to be ticked off. The last flight I took, they overbooked by 7 people. I don't understand how they do that. But some good news. They say 1 year after this all happened, United and most other airlines have dramatically reduced the rates of bumping passengers from overbooked flights. Well, not on the airline I saw. And an annual airline quality report card released today shows that airlines have improved in other areas of providing services. But the report's authors caution that it does not mean that they have improved in significant ways. So, all right, so let's get some data here. They say the annual airline quality rating, according to NPR, by researchers at Wichita State and Embry-Riddle Aeronautic Universities, shows as a whole the 12 largest U.S. airlines improved their performance last year in 3 of the 4 categories tracked. But cramped seats, cutbacks on freebies, extra fees for almost everything, those are not measured in the report. So, 1 year ago, remember, United Airlines had some major public relations issue because Dr. David Dow was dragged off the plane by security officers at Chicago's O'Hare. The officers were summoned when Dow refused to give up a seat on a flight to Louisville, Kentucky, and then cell phone video of a bloodied Dow was dragged while being dragged, public all this outrage. And the data showed that the rate of airlines losing or damaging checked luggage, involuntarily bumping passengers from overbooked flights, and passengers filing complaints have dropped in the last year. But the only measure of this report where the airlines did worse was their on-time performance. That did drop off slightly, with 80% of flights arriving at their destination late. Or I should say 80% of the flights arriving on time in 2017 compared to 81% in 2016. So, we still don't have a lot of comfort. We still have issues. They say 1 in 5 flights are canceled or delayed. I think we are getting sick of spending this kind of money for crappy flying. Airline that ranked near the top was Virgin America in the past. They actually performed worse in every category. You know, some people are like, look, let the planes do what they need to do. Okay? Safety should be their number one concern. Not, you know, getting pillows and blankies. Yeah, don't they charge for pillows and blankets now? It's ridiculous. As long as they use the money for safety, that's fine. But if they're using money to pad their tushes, no. So TripAdvisor has the top 10 airlines in the world ranked by TripAdvisor customers. And number one was Singapore Airlines. Is Singapore Airlines the one with those real fancy commercials where it looks like you are just in luxury while on the plane, like in a jacuzzi? Then Air New Zealand came number two. Emirates, number three. Japan Airlines, number four. EVA Air, number five. Southwest Airlines made the list. Southwest Airlines, number six. Wow. Jet2.com, number seven. Qatar Airways, number eight. Azul, number nine. And then Korean Air. Oh, Korean Air has those fancy commercials. Yeah. British Airways, Virgin Atlantic, American Airlines did not even make the top 10. Singapore Airlines came out on top in economy and first class. Qatar Airways took the title for best business class. Air New Zealand, number one, premium economy. Well, I don't know. You know, it's getting to the point where I don't fly a lot. It is too expensive. You know, we'll drive to California for a quick break. But I would like better food. I would like more legroom. I'd like the bathrooms bigger. Nobody's talking about making bathrooms bigger. I need to turn around. I want to wipe off the seats. I need to try to get the toilet paper. I need to hit areas that are hard to hit. I need a bigger bathroom. Give that to me and I'll rate you high. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we got a new shingles vaccine. Woo-hoo, very exciting. See, I love that headline. Another vaccine. But this one looks good. It's called Shingrix. Shingrix. It's approved for adults 50 years or older for the prevention of herpes zoster. Not genital herpes, but herpes zoster. Genital herpes and oral herpes is herpes simplex. Zoster is shingles. And I guess it was approved October 2017. Just to quickly recap, shingles is where you have the reactivation of the varicella zoster virus. This varicella zoster virus first attacked you as a kid as chickenpox. Now, most of us got the real chickenpox. So we got the virus. We have these little pox marks. I still have scars from it. They start on the chest. Then they go all over the face, etc. They itch. And chickenpox stunk. We felt crabby. Mom had to miss work if she was working. My mom was in the 70s, so she did work. She did. I remember she had to take off work. She always complained about stuff. I don't remember she complained about having to take off work. Or maybe I was with a babysitter. I don't remember. But I remember having to miss school, and it just wasn't fun. And zoster can come out later in life when you're stressed, or there could be some other trigger we don't know. And zoster is basically that same virus, but it doesn't act like chickenpox anymore. It only comes out along one side of the body. Why? Because the virus hides out, in a nerve or dermatome. And that nerves will only go on one side of the body. They'll, you know, generate centrally from, nerves will generate from the brain, spinal cord. But usually they hide out, and one of the dermatomes, one of the spinal cord nerves. So you have the right and the left. So usually when you do get attacked with this, it'll be only one side of the face, one side of the chest, one side of the leg. But complications of this could be post-herpetic neuralgia, which is painful. You could also get bacterial infection of the little wounds. You could also have eye issues. If you have shingles near the eye, it could affect the eye. Very, very dangerous. Sometimes these shingles outbreaks are so bad and they are not taken care of as quickly as they need to be that if they come across the chest, you can't move half of your chest. It's so painful. Then you don't breathe as well. You're more inclined to getting pneumonia. They say the risk of shingles and this post-herpetic neuralgia increases with age. About one out of every three individuals in the U.S. will develop shingles, which is about 1 million cases each year. So this new vaccine is administered kind of like the other one, intramuscularly, so IM. It's a two-dose vaccine series. So you get one dose, and then the next one should be given anywhere between 2 and 6 months after the second dose. And it is supposed to boost your immune response. Now, there's a lot of questions on whether if you got the chickenpox vaccine as a kid, would you need the shingles vaccine? You might. The jury's not really officially out on that yet because the shingles vaccine has only been around for about 20 years. Chickenpox vaccine. So we have a lot of kids out there that have never had official chickenpox. So if they've never had official chickenpox, will they ever get shingles if the virus doesn't camp out? But the chickenpox vaccine is a live attenuated version. So the live virus that's in the vaccine could technically act like, you know, the more fully strong version. And so there is that potential. But if you notice, nobody's really talked about that yet because we just don't know. Post-herpetic neuralgia scares all of us. 15% of people with shingles may get that, and it is chronic nerve pain. It can last for months, years, or forever. And most of these cases of post-herpetic neuralgia affect people over 60. I've seen people so badly in pain that they are chronically on opioids as a result. It is bad. So why this shot? Well, according to the New York Times, they say it compares to Zostavax. Right? Not Zovirax, I apologize, Zostavax. Because Zostavax reduces the risk of shingles by 51% and post-herpetic neuralgia by 67%. Yet this new one, according to the CDC, can protect 97% of people in their 50s and 60s and 91% of those in their 70s and 80s. And they say it reduces the risk of post-herpetic neuralgia by 86%. And they think it's longer lasting than Zostavax. Zostavax apparently starts to lose its protection after 3 years, we're being told. Now, Zostavax is a live weakened virus, so we can't give Zostavax to people with poor immunity. Yet Shingrix is a non-living virus particle. So it may be approved for those who have compromised immunity or are susceptible to severe cases of shingles. Now, some of you go, well, wait a second. Okay, so I have to be 50. Do I have to wait till I'm 50? Well, for some, you could get a doctor's note and ask the health department to get it to you sooner. Most of these shots should be covered by insurance and Medicare. Check it out. I trust it. If the FDA approves it, I mean, you know, we all have, you know, a lot of faith in our government agencies, don't we? I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's fine. It's, I think it's necessary. If I turn 50, when? God willing, I'm definitely going to get it. I'm always stressed. I could just see me get shingles right across the face. That's some scary stuff. If you get shingles once, yeah, you could get it again. Usually get it again in the same place. So for those people who go, okay, I had it on my leg, I'm so afraid I'm going to get it near the eye, it's very unlikely you'll get it in different places. Most likely wherever that chickenpox virus hit out is where it's going to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Prostate cancer. They say 4 in 10 cases are diagnosed late. A report by the charity ORCID found a worrying trend of late diagnoses, with 37% of prostate cancer cases diagnosed at stages 3 and 4. Now, this article is coming from BBC, and I have been very vocal about getting PSAs, even though in the United States it is not recommended as a screen. We are not supposed to be getting screened with PSAs. It's not a recommendation. If you're high risk, I disagree. I like getting a baseline PSA, prostate-specific antigen, in your 40s, and then I like to watch it periodically, seeing if it rises. Now, according to BBC News, the report found 1 in 4 cases of prostate cancer are diagnosed in an emergency room. In February, figures showed that the number of men dying from prostate cancer had overtaken female deaths from breast cancer for the first time in the UK. And again, we need to watch very closely what happens in the UK, because here in America, there are calls to mimic their health system. ORCID chief executive Rebecca Porter says, with prostate cancer due to being the most prevalent cancer in the UK within the next 12 years, we are facing a potential crisis in terms of diagnostics, treatment, and patient care. Urgent action needs to be taken now. The report says 42% of prostate cancer patients saw their GP with symptoms twice or more before they were referred. 6% were seen 5 or more times prior to referral. See, if that kind of stuff happens in the States, somebody gets sued. So doctors are very quick to refer. Now, I understand that's why we have the whole Obamacare problem. How did I handle it with my patients? I asked every man who was over 40 if they wanted to get a PSA. And I told them, there's a chance the insurance might not pay for it, but would you want it? And 99.9% of them said, yeah, please do it. Then, anybody that wanted a recheck in a year or a couple years, we would do. If it bumped up more than 0.5 in 1 year, that's concerning. That means it's rising. And why wait till your PSA is completely abnormal? PSA is normal, like between 0 and 4. So, years ago, somebody would have a 3.9, and their doctor said, oh, you're good. No. If you're a 3.9, have you been rising? Do you have early prostate cancer? Were you a 1 the year before? Now, if you're below 1, you're pretty good. I wouldn't probably recheck you in a year or two. If you're 0.1, you're probably good for a while. But for any of you floating around above 1 or 2 or 3, yeah, I recheck. And I may have a urologist keep an eye on you. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing. doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So making headlines today is Florida Governor Rick Scott's decision to run for the Senate. And he's taking on Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat, this November. This is very good news for the Republican Party. Even CNN is reporting that. So I guess Rick Scott has been a sitting two-term governor. I've been a fan of Rick Scott, considering all the stuff Florida's had to deal with. The Pulse nightclub shooting, the hurricanes. I mean, there's been so much going on. Usually if something happens, it happens in Florida. And I've been a fan of Rick Scott because he has made Florida Blood Donation Day at my request 2 years in a row. So, I mean, he gets the job done. I don't live in Florida, but it sounds like people are pretty happy with him. So happy with him that the Democrats are a little nervous about that. This will be his most serious race since he won the Sunshine State Senate seat in 2000. He's a two-term governor.
And he has already a small single-digit lead. So, if the Democrats want to hold this Florida seat, it is going to be a little tough. And it means that less money for other political races. Spending on Senate races is a zero-sum game. They said every dollar in Florida is a dollar less spent in Arizona or Nevada or Tennessee. And they say Democrats are going to have to spend a whole lot of money now in Florida. Am I the only one out there that is so flippant infuriated with the amount of money that goes to these campaigns and elections? I am furious. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are spent on these campaigns. And I mean, you know, that money could do so much. That money could do so much. Now, the only thing that shuts me up about it is, do campaign years give us a little bump in the economy? Are there more jobs? I mean, do more people get hired? Is there more media work done? Is there more sign printing? And, so maybe some of that money does end up helping, you know, those constituents. But, gosh, you know, I sit here and bust my butt trying to raise money for certain charities, and it's almost impossible to get over the multi-thousand-dollar mark. Yet, for a campaign race, dang. And you're like, gosh, if we could just put 1/1,000th that effort into one of the charities, we would be, you know, we'd be doing great. They said the most important thing to know about Scott is not his two terms as governor. Apparently, he used to be a healthcare executive. So he, I'm a fan. They say he's actually has money, and so he may actually have his own money that he could use, just like, you know, like Donald Trump. They say, how high might the price tag go for the Florida seat? They say in 2016, Florida Senator Marco Rubio got reelected after promising to retire to run for president and then reconsidering when he lost that bid, and he spent $21 million. His Democratic opponent, $19 million. Third-party spending was $46 million. $86 million for that one Senate race. In Nelson's last re-election race, he spent $17 million against Representative Connie Mack, $7.5 million. $86 million for a possible race. They think it could top even $100 million. So, we'll see. But that's just for one race. I know, it kills me. It kills me. If these states had that much money, if people could pull together for that much money, we wouldn't be needing Obamacare. There's so much we could do. Also in the news, two popular stop smoking drugs are as safe as the heart as nicotine patches and dummy pills, according to U.S. and European regulators. For those of you guys worried about taking Chantix or Zyban to quit smoking, no increased risks for psychiatric problems, no increased risk for suicidal behavior from a study back in 2016, and no increased risk on the heart. Dr. Nancy Rigotti, director of Massachusetts General Hospital Tobacco Research and Treatment Center, says this is enormously reassuring. She wasn't a part of the study. We now know it's a lot safer to use these drugs to help people quit smoking than to continue smoking. The original study looked at 8,000 smokers randomly assigned to daily use of Chantix, and I'll tell you what that is, and then GlaxoSmithKline Zyban. The nicotine patches and the dummy pills for 12 weeks. And the extended study followed the about 2,400 participants for a year. During and after treatment, there were 5 heart-related deaths, 22 non-fatal heart attacks and strokes, but pretty evenly distributed among the 4 groups. So that might have been people who just smoke were at high risk. A few other heart problems were occurred also at similar rates in each group, so no one was higher than the other. The study was published on Monday, the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. It included adult smokers from the U.S., Canada, Mexico, several European countries. And in the original study, by the last 3 weeks of treatment, 34% of Chantix users quit smoking, 23% of nicotine patch users quit smoking, 23% of Zyban users, and 13% on dummy pills. So how do these work? Well, Chantix acts as a decoy. So Chantix blocks the effect of nicotine on the brain. Where I think some of the side effects happen is if you continue smoking while on it. We talked about the drug on air before. You're supposed to, within a week of starting it, stop cold turkey. So you start taking it for a week before you quit smoking. So you load it up. The problem is a lot of people are like, nah, I'm not ready to quit cold turkey, so I'm going to use it as a crutch. The problem is I think the brain looks at the dummy pill, the Chantix, not dummy pill, but the decoy, and then it sees a real nicotine and goes, whoa, what's this? So in order for it to really, really work well, you need to be off smokes and rely on this. And because this isn't real nicotine, you end up getting off, but it helps with the cravings, you end up basically going through a way of rehab, and you're able to withdraw without it really bothering you, and then not needing the nicotine later. So it helps you with your nicotine addiction. Zyban is a brand name for something very similar to Wellbutrin, an antidepressant. And Wellbutrin stimulates your norepinephrine, and I believe your dopamine as well. And so people on Zyban, they love that those that find success with it because they feel better while on the medication, and they get a little bit of a boost. Plus, they don't have as many food cravings. Wellbutrin is one of the very few antidepressants that actually makes you lose weight. So Zyban, sold under that name for smoking cessation, doesn't seem to have the weight gain associated with it. So, very, very cool. Patches of nicotine help reduce your cravings as long as you keep going down on the nicotine dose. We have to use those for short term. Of course, the patches and the prescription pills could raise your blood pressure. And Chantix's packaging information does include warnings of the possible small increases for heart attack and stroke, especially in smokers with heart disease and women. But, I mean, smokers and heart disease. But this is some promising news, right? I mean, we want people to get off the smokes, and we really don't want to start a habit of relying on vaping. So I think this could be cool. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A couple from New Jersey sued Johnson & Johnson for $37 million and won in a court in New Brunswick Thursday after a jury ordered Johnson & Johnson and the talc mining company to pay for what caused them to have asbestos-related lung cancer. This verdict is the first time a jury has backed a consumer claim that the company's baby powder caused mesothelioma. The lawsuit was brought by Stephen Lanzo, who said he developed the often fatal lung cancer after inhaling dust that was generated through his regular use of talcum powder since 1972. Yeah, I hated putting that on babies' tushies because you breathed it all in. They say, according to Lanzo's lawyers, officials at Johnson & Johnson and Imerys, the talc supplier, were worried that asbestos was tainting talc and other products as early as 1969. The jury awarded Lanzo $30 million and his wife $7 million in compensatory damages. Wow. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.